My wife's just finished drying her hair in front of the mirror. She's standing there dancing around. I'm playing this cheapo guitar, trying to get a passable sound. It's her home in this fairly prosperous suburban setting, but that ain't what I'm gonna sing about right now. We've been living together for about 5 years, free from the restraints of the town. No, it's about these people. I've seen some of them the other day. You'd have to call them thugs. Some people look at me and see only money. That is their truth. There was a man in the store the other day, wouldn't let me walk on by. He was behaving like an idiot, but you're strong enough not to fight. You see a grown man behave like that, makes you think about certain things. He may not have been unemployed, but around here many people are. What do grown men do all day when they've got no job to go to? I tell you, some of them, they make trouble for themselves. In this new town, near where I live, there are million-pound concerns. Not far away, you get other suburbs where a lot of poor people live. Sevres. They go and look at these buildings that cost £1 million or more. They see people with latest reg cars going to work in them. You know what sort of effect that has. Thousands of unemployed people. Some of them don't even understand what's going on. All they want to do is crash into the buildings and tell them all they're what they're good for. This is a big problem, that's for sure. It keeps our police force so busy. It's a shame. All these schools, it's such a shame. So many people can't place the blame. It's a very simple answer to a very big problem. You have to flee corruption. You have to know what you want. You may die along the way, but then you might form a group. If you survive, make your inquiries, get fixed up with what you wanna do.